High FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
And everything is going to be okay. As long as you and I get involved, we cannot be observers on life around us. We have to be participants. If we want to retain a democracy in South Africa, it's a participative process. We have to get involved and stop thinking that it's somebody else's problem. It's not. Somebody else's problem very quickly becomes our problem, right? We look at corruption in government. It's our problem because we let it go on for so long, and you and I let it. We let it happen. Joining me right now is Herman Mashaba. He's the leader of Action SA. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hi, good morning, and good morning to your listeners. And thank you so much for your opening remarks about civil society taking active role in the future of our nation, our families, and future generations. Because one mistake human beings make is that when it does not affect you directly, you think it's not your problem until it is late and becomes your problem and it's already too late.
Exactly. We have to get involved because, you know, what? Otherwise, somebody else is defining what the outcome is going to be. Let's talk about outcomes. What was your feeling about the State of the Nation address? Aside from it being completely about elections and being able to for the ANC to move elections.
Well, unfortunately, South Africa is like, I personally feel like I'm in a sinking ship that needs to really be saved to just really sail us up to 2024. Listening to the president address yesterday really reconfirmed my fear about the future of our country. Yes, the president come out with a state of disaster with the problems that they created themselves, including him in 2014 when President Cyril President Zuma put him in charge of ESCOM. Now he's created this problem. Instead of solving it, ensuring that he consolidate and save the country money, he appoints another minister. He throws money at this problem where actually you needed to reduce the cost of really running government. And also what is of major concern to me is the consolidation of power in his office. If you look at the constitution of the Republic of South Africa, as much as it's a great constitution, but the president of the country has got just too much power already. I think our constitution was based on Nelson Mandela. Unfortunately, Nelson Mandela, it's no more. We are now run by criminal gangs and enterprises. And you can imagine consolidating power to criminals. What's going to really happen? I mean, he took the intelligence. And now he's now putting the minister of electricity. We've got two ministers already who are responsible for energy supply. That's Mkhwele Mantashe and Gordhan. Why do we need another minister? And so those are things that are really of major concern to us. We believe this is a disaster of looting because, as in the demonstrated to us during COVID-19. It looks like that's what they are going to do. And for us as South Africans, we need to really reject this with the contempt it deserves.
Under a state of disaster, are the rights of opposition parties curtailed in any way? The legal rights?
Well, absolutely. Because as we already demonstrated to us by the recent disaster of COVID-19, the minister in charge of this project, which was the minister was the minister of health, with this company and friends, actually, instead of coming out with intervention measures to prevent the health of South Africans, went on to loot. Now, we want to really be in that movie just hardly 2 years after experiencing a disaster like that we experienced. Because unfortunately, the ANC and President Cyril Ramaphosa, they don't have the credibility for us as South Africans to trust them. So I don't really see why until such time that President Cyril Ramaphosa can really do something to rebuild the trust amongst us as South Africans to trust him. Unfortunately, we will always look at everything that he comes out with suspicion because he has proven beyond any reasonable doubt that he's not the man to be trusted.
Exactly. The best predictor of future behavior is past behavior. And that's exactly what you're talking about. That's, we look at the past. Absolutely. Well, here's your track record. If you really want to help the people of South Africa, well, start back in 2008 trying to, you know, and start fighting corruption. That's what it's, you know, take the model from Rwanda where they actually, they cleared up their corruption in 2 years. They, you know, they actually set traps, but there was the political will. I don't think we have the political will. Herman Mashaba.
No, absolutely.
It's, you know,
absolutely,
what?
There's no commitment.
Yeah. So where to from here?
Where from here? Calling on South Africans, let us mobilize, let us ensure that every family member, everyone in our streets, they are registered to vote. Let's vote this criminal enterprise called ANC out of government come 2024.
Herman Mashaba, thank you very much for your time this morning. And I wish you a happy weekend. You know what? Don't bail yet, because the best things about South Africa are our climate, the beauty of our country, our natural resources, and number one has to be our people. And the government can't break those things. So, you know what? Don't paddle yet, even though you feel that you're on a sinking ship. We'll fix it. It took the South Africans, you know, to create change in 1994. Ultimately, it was the people who drove it. So, thank you very, very much for your time, and I wish you a good weekend.